Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Gene Simmons is facing some criticism after being a guest judge on Dancing with the Stars, CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The theme was appropriately hair metal night. During the episode, Simmons made several comments about the dancers' physical appearances, and he's now facing a lot of backlash on social media. One fan tweeted, "Gene Simmons' comments about the ladies are giving the energy of the gross uncle who corners you at the reunion." Another called him creepy. There were people who did stand up for the rocker, though, posting, "He only said what others think." Stacey Lane, CBS News.
The Pollad family says it plans to sell the Minnesota Twins after 40 years of ownership. The Twins won World Series titles in 1987 and 1991. They finally broke an 18-game postseason losing streak last year. After massive spending cuts, they went 82-80 this season, missing the playoffs after a late collapse. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, clouds building in the afternoon, maybe a shower into the evening. Warmer, though, with a high around 80 to the low 80s. Cooler weekend, low 60s, breezy with maybe a shower. Right now, it's 53.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, your life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
She ain't got no money or clothes or talks kind of lazy. People say she's crazy.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Turn around, come on, hold it. Hey, take me low, and I feel all right. took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. And by the fire, it's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded.
Got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Come on without, come on within. You will not see. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Colorado's governor says he's relieved that 12 people who were trapped about 1,000 feet below ground for hours in the Molly Kathleen mine in Cripple Creek have been rescued. However, one person died and four were injured when Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell says an elevator malfunctioned.
When you're in the earth that deep, your temperatures don't really change. So the biggest thing is they had water. I think if we'd have had this operation go longer, we would have been able to lower them something on a rope.
At least 16 people are reported dead after Hurricane Milton made landfall as a Category 3 storm last night near Siesta Key traveled across the state as it weakened to a Category 1 and moved over the Atlantic Ocean today. CBS's Vladimir Dutier in Tampa.
Shivering, elderly evacuees were given food, water, and blankets. We rode along with a rescue team from the sheriff's office who saved 80-year-old Lillian Picard from her waterlogged home.
Horrible. I never think about this. This is a bad dream.
I'm shocked at how devastated this neighborhood is. Entire homes nearly submerged underwater, vehicles mostly submerged underwater, and it isn't just these five or six homes. This is nearly this entire neighborhood.
Power is out for over 2.5 million customers in Florida. The Biden administration says disinformation about natural disaster responses are being pushed by former President Trump and his allies, and he says it's dangerous to the public and demoralizing to first responders. CBS's Nancy Cordes questioned President Biden on it.
Even as he spoke, Trump was claiming yet again that FEMA had turned its back on victims of Hurricane Helene.
With respect to North Carolina, they've let those people suffer unjustly.
Republican leaders in the state insist that's wrong.
We have the resources that we need.
And yet that hasn't stopped Trump from making such claims at least 19 times since September 30th.
TD Bank will pay $3 billion in a historic money laundering settlement with the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crime to flourish. By making its services convenient for criminals, it became one.
Israel launched airstrikes in central Beirut today as part of its campaign against Hezbollah militants. Lebanon's health ministry said the attack killed nearly 24 people and wounded more than 100 others. CBS's Deborah Patta in Beirut.
A wave of strikes in central Beirut, killing more than 20 and wounding over 100, making this the deadliest night since Israel began striking the heart of the capital last month.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
This is an ad for BetterHelp Online Therapy. Halloween is a time to have fun with what scares us and embrace all things spooky. But what about your fears that don't involve monsters, zombies, and ghosts? Like the biggest fears lurking in everyday life. Whether you're navigating an unexpected life change, complex relationships, or workplace stresses, therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding a way to overcome them. because sometimes the scariest thing is avoiding what we fear most in the first place, which, let's face it, is holding you back from living your best life. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
A federal judge rejects a call to reopen voter registration in the battleground state of Georgia after Hurricane Helene. Three voting rights groups had argued in a lawsuit that disruptions from Helene unfairly deprived people of the opportunity to register last week. William and Kate have made their first joint appearance since revealing she'd completed a course of chemotherapy for an undisclosed form of cancer. CBS's Vicki Barker.
It was a surprise appearance. Only Prince William had been expected in the town of Southport, where three little girls were stabbed to death this past summer. But palace officials say Kate decided to join him to show, quote, support, empathy, and compassion to the local community. The couple met privately with the bereaved families and spoke to the first responders, assuring them they're not forgotten. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
President Biden has spoken to German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The White House says they discussed topics including the need to support Ukraine in the war against Russia. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Light south winds, lower 50s by daybreak. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies Friday. Southwest winds continue with highs in the upper 70s. More clouds Friday night as a cold front arrives from the northwest. Right now it's 55.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.